Hello, everybody. It's the Crazy Uncle, and I am back with part three and the final part of the first date series, as in your first, your second, and your third date. As a quick recap of the first two dates, you got your first date is one drink, coffee, beer, whatever, doesn't last more than 1 hour. That's it. It's just a meet and greet, people. It's not meant to go on to a full-grown dinner. Anyone who thinks differently, well, that's not the way the world is anymore. Date two is a light activity where you end up showing yourself off a little bit. And you're mainly going to see if you two are into the same type of things. It's better if you guys share a hobby, if at all possible. But at least you have similar tastes. And you can also see if they move around. Ladies can see if your gut's been jiggling around too much or you need to get your flabby ass in the gym. And, well, guys will get an eyeful too, if possible. Now, the third date is where things get, well, for lack of a better term, expensive. However, it's expensive for a reason. This is where you get to show off your class, your manners, okay? You are now going to take your date to dinner. Mainly, I'm talking to the guys on that one, but don't worry, I'll be talking to men and women on this. Now, by this point, you should have already got to know what they enjoy doing, what they're fear of, different medical concerns, like if they have an allergic reaction or something, and their general past. You don't have all the details just yet. So don't be one of those crazy guys who's like, you didn't tell me that you knew this person on our first date. How the hell are they supposed to know? Okay, did you ask them directly? No? Then shut up. All right, things that you should have avoided at this point. Anything financial, none of their business. Anything religious beyond what their denomination is and what they're a practitioner. That's about as far as that's going to go. Try to keep away from politics. I know that's almost impossible nowadays, but, you know, that's just the way it is. Also, remember that the dates are optional. At any point, you can pull those ejection handles and you're out the door. Okay, just remember that. Now, for the third date, it's going to be a nice sit-down meal. This is where you're really going to see the way people are, okay? Before they're able to swing by. You know, anybody can be pleasant for an hour while sipping coffee. Anybody can have a good personality when they're like on a water slide or something. You know, anybody can do that sort of thing. However, you're going to be in a closed area. You're not going to be able to move much. And you're going to be able to see more of them. What you're going to be looking for. One, you're going to be judging their manners. Male and female. Judging their manners. Do you know what fork to get? Do you know what side is supposed to be on? Do you know how you're supposed to raise your glass? Do you know who gets served first? All that stuff. Do you understand about putting the chair in for certain people and other people you don't? Do you know any of this? Hello, it's your freaking manners. And on that first part, if she has no manners and you take her to someplace like the Cheesecake Factory, which, by the way, is not cheap. If you go there for your nice sit-down dinner, now you don't need to wear a tux, but a, you know, sport coat or something would be nice. And she's bitching and moaning. She has zero manners. Eject, eject, eject. Get the fuck out of there. It's the same thing with you ladies. If you know, you go dressing up and he takes you to, I don't know, Shake Shack or something for your third date. And this is supposed to be a sit-down meal where you're dressed up real nice. No, that shit ain't going to fly either. Okay, watch how they treat the staff. Again, men and women, you got to watch this. If they're treating people like they're lower than they are, of a lower social status, they have no manners, they have no class, cut sling load, and run for the tree line, because this ain't going nowhere. If they're that bad, you need to actually cut the date early, pay for your part of the meal, and just get the fuck out of there. One of the other things, you have to see how they deal with delayed reservations. I have yet to be anywhere to include a $400 a plate restaurant where you show up, we have reservations at 8. It's 7:55. Oh, sit down. We'll let you know when your table's ready. What in the hell is up with that? I have not any place. It's always, I made reservations. They don't care. They don't care. You're just a check on the block. You already made the reservations. To cancel the reservation, they're going to charge you a fee. So they're getting money out of you regardless. See how they're going how your date is going to handle that sort of thing. If you're sitting there for another hour, see if they get all uppity. All right. One of the first things you're also going to do is judge their clothes. I've touched on this before. Okay. I don't care if it's summer. A completely see-through dress is not something I want to take a potential marriage partner out to dinner in. If you want to dress like that, go down to Bali or to Bangkok or any of those places, and then you can wear the skimpy shit. But this is where you're trying to make a good impression, people, and you're not making a good impression dressing like an idiot. You know, let's just face it. If a guy shows up and he's in a really stupid outfit, ladies, don't even bother with the meal. Run, because you know what? Your friends are going to get a picture of you with them, and you ain't never living that shit down. Now, do clothes need to be new? No, absolutely not. And this is something, ladies, you have to understand. We don't give a shit if you bought a new dress that day. We don't care. What we care about is, A, does it fit you? And two, is it appropriate? As long as you cover those two, you're pretty well set. And it's the same thing with guys. You don't show up at a fancy restaurant in a t-shirt. Duh. You actually show up and you might have to go on YouTube and learn how to tie a tie. I hate ties. I think they're a worthless garment. Completely useless. But some places it's required for you to wear one. So keep that in mind. As long as it's well kept and appropriate, you're fine. You don't have to spend all this extra money. And if I hear another woman say, well, I spent this much on a date, so you need to spend this much for me. No, 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 no. That's pop smoke and run for the tree line. That's done. Now, I will say this. If the date goes well, decent conversation, you both have good manners, you both dress well, the food is good and all this, only order the dessert and coffee if the date is going very well. If the date is going poorly, ask for the check. Immediately ask for it. Don't give the other person a chance to order something, because you don't want to be the one that says, okay, I had a decent enough time, but now it's bad enough where we need to split the check. You don't need that headache. If the date is a total disaster, by all means, split that damn check. Because if they want to embarrass you, you shouldn't have any problems embarrassing them. Pure and simple. Now, while you're out, a couple red flags to watch out for. And everybody knows there are green flags. I just touched on them. If they're dressed well, if they keep their manners about them, if they have an intellectual conversation, then great. Those are green flags. Awesome. Okay, you're well on your way. But if they have bad manners or a bad smell, I've stopped dates because my eyes were burning. They were wearing so much perfume. It's just, no, it's just terrible. Okay. Be aware also if they order a whole bunch of food. This is going around a lot lately, is they'll order food. They'll sit there and take pictures of it and then complain it's cold and they want it remade. No, because they're going to double charge you if they remake it. It's no. No, 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 no. It just doesn't work that way. If it's not for Instagram, then they're trying to buy food to bring back home to their children's and the guy they actually have back home. Okay, I focus that one on women because usually the guys are paying for this date. Usually, not always. And remember, man or woman, if you paid for it, that food belongs to you. If they ask for to-go plates, you just look and say, yes, I would like to box up my food. Let them know. Let them know. If this is just a setup for them to get like three or four creme brulees, which honestly, I don't see what the big deal is. Or like a bunch of, I don't know, name your fancy plate of whatever it might be. No, that food, if you're paying for it, it belongs to you. Just like if you buy two drinks and she tries to pull one out of your hand, you have every right to pull it out of hers. That food, that drink belong to you if you're paying for it. Always keep that in mind. Another red flag is the, and I love this one, the emergency call. There's always about an hour in. Usually they judge it to make sure that your entree actually comes out. And then if their emergency call, like, oh, it's actually their friend or their relative trying to get them out of the date. oh, can I just box this up and take this home? I got an emergency. And, well, you can box it up, but that's my meal. I paid for it. Watch their attitude change. Just watch. It is, and make sure you get it on film, people, because we need more of that stuff on all social media. Another one is if they invite a friend. Holy shit. If they invite a friend at any point, or they get up to go talk to their friends at any point, the date is over. The date is absolutely over, and this is men, women, it doesn't matter. Now, for guys, if you see a guy's on a date, wave and leave it. I'm going to say that again. Wave and leave it alone. Unless he waves you over, don't go over. Let him cook. But if she's out there and all of a sudden, oh, I see some friends I haven't seen in a while, and they just take off. And by the way, I've had this happen. She disappeared long enough. I actually had not only my full entree, but I ordered another appetizer. I was halfway through it by the time she got back. Then she complained her food was cold. Shocker. Another one is if they invite family. Now, this doesn't happen to women as much, but guys, if she shows up with her family and you have not talked about this before, get up and leave. Don't stick around. Get up and just leave. And if they sit there, oh no, you need to pay for this. You need to pay. No, you don't. You don't have to. What you have to do is cover whatever the hell you've eaten or drank in that amount of time. That's what you have to do. And then you leave. All right, to finish this up here, understand that the third date is the final litmus test before taking the relationship and actually agreeing that is actually a relationship. Okay, I don't give a shit about your Facebook status. Screw all that shit. Okay, once you pass the third date, you are actually dating this person. After the third date, if you agree to keep dating, if they are dating someone else, which I know a lot of people want to say, oh no, you have to date two or three people to figure it out. You don't have a lot of time. That's bullshit. That is straight up bullshit. That's somebody who wants to cheat. That's somebody who wants to be filled out like a job application. And ladies, that's a guy who's going to treat you horribly. No, no, no. Pull the ejection handle and get the hell out of there. I also want you to remember that as a general practice, you don't screw each other until after the third date at the absolute earliest. A third date at a fancy restaurant does not guarantee you're going to be downstairs in her waxworks, you know, just and all that shit. No, it just does not guarantee that. It just guarantees a good third date that there might be another one. Now, FYI, and guys, you might not know this, but if a woman actually is going to be intimate with you, she usually will not order dessert. Reason being is a lot of desserts, when they hit a woman's system after about 30 minutes, makes them feel a little bloated, which makes them uncomfortable, which also makes them, well, let's just say they're not going to want to actually take the clothes off, okay? It is what it is. It's just one of those things. Does it happen all the time? Absolutely not. But it's enough to keep in mind. On that same note, just remember, if you're being intimate prior to the end of the third date, I just want you to keep this in mind. Women, if you do that, you are placed in the sweeper category. If you don't know what that is, go into whole math. Men, you will be placed in the reserves category. You're most likely not going to be her regular guy, because if she's sleeping with you before the end of the third date, then she's sleeping with every guy before the end of the third date, and you might want to go get a blood test. Same thing with you, ladies, if you're doing that shit. And also remember, guys, this is important. If you end up sleeping with her, especially at the end of the third date, if you do not give her the 10 dick at that point, you are going to be reserves, and that's it. You're going to be shoved in the reserve category for money, food, labor. You know what happens to any beast of burden as they're just pretty much to fix a sink and to drive her somewhere? You're just there to work. And that makes you the jackass. It's your crazy uncle, and I'm punching out.